DOJ uncovering $350 million in fraud across the Southeast. Just the latest in theft from the American taxpayer. Supposed to shut up and take it. Speaking of shutting up, I want to wrap the week of Fauci lies, gloriously and shockingly uncovered, with this. Because it's a cautionary tale. I dug this up, seeing as I'm on my third YouTube account. And, you know, as I lost the first and second YouTube account, you lose it on the third strike, by the way. So I talked you through each of my strikes. And every one of my strikes came from me saying something about COVID or COVID-related or shot-related that ended up being true. So I'm now on my third account. I don't expect that that YouTube account will last very long. Here's ex-YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki at the time. And she's doing an interview with some pointy-headed liberal reporters saying, look, we got all these vaccine deniers, mask deniers. You know, some of them seem to be virologists from Harvard and Stanford and Oxford. Anyway, they're idiots. They're not listening to Fauci. What do we do about these people? YouTube CEO says, well, we're censoring them as fast as we can. We've taken down more than a million videos. Here she is. And this is back during the Biden administration when Fauci was at the zenith of his power and his lies.
It's been one of my top priorities. And with regard to COVID and with regard to vaccines, that has been a top priority for us. We have a number of different ways that we address that. So first of all, we want to make sure that if there's information that violates our policies, we came up with 10 different policies around COVID, then if that's a violation of policies, then that's something that we'll remove. We removed over a million videos associated with COVID.
Videos? Honey, you took both my YouTube accounts for saying true things. Who were you working with? You know, as the YouTube CEO at the time.
Have you talked to the Biden administration at all about vaccine hesitancy or vaccine misinformation?
Well, we did an event actually with the Biden administration, including President Biden himself, with a number of creators, Fauci as well.
Oh, okay, Fauci, yeah. And the reporter asked, well, like, what are you doing? We're trying to understand these vaccine hesitant people. What is wrong with them, Susan? Susan says she doesn't really know. She just takes down their videos. The whole time, Anthony Fauci had a vaccine injury and was hiding it. I don't really know about this because of his diary. Here's RFK reacting in shock to this week.
He got vaccinated, a very, very public press conference in January of 2020. And then he had, and this is the first time that we knew this from the diary, he had a pulmonary infarction, which is one of the adverse events that NIH, CDC, and FDA said are expected from the vaccine. He never told anybody. He got treated for it privately by the best doctors in America. At the same time, he was telling everybody that that was not an adverse event.
By the way, a pulmonary infarction is not like a bruise or something that goes away. It's when part of your lung dies due to a blood clot, which they said the shot didn't cause. But turns out it did. Well, now we know, thanks to RFK and Ron Johnson's investigation of this in the Senate. He's got a whole committee dedicated to it. That what the Biden administration did was use an algorithm to repress the shot side effects and the deaths. While Fauci hid his shot injury and after that went out knowing he was going to kill people, hurt and maim and kill people with that shot, and demanded, backed up Joe Biden, that you take that shot or you lose your job. Hundreds of thousands of people did. We could have saved them, but YouTube was too busy censoring their videos. My personal favorites, I don't know, during that period were on Rumble, and they were morticians, and they were pulling these long white clots out, and they were keeping them in jars because they'd never seen anything like it. I mean, they've seen red blood clots before. That's natural. It happens in human bodies, but not white blood clots. And saying, stop taking the shot. But they just had a study out this week. It was a mortician saying 25% of the dead from that period were shot injured. I mean, just on and on and on and on. So what was the outcome of that censorship by the YouTube CEO? How many deaths in VAERS again, Senator Johnson?
But early on in March and April, because I was concerned, I was following VAERS, VAERS was screaming at us. If we were looking at the thousands of deaths early on, 46% of those deaths were occurring on the day of vaccination, in 1 or 2 days. We're up to almost 39,000 deaths. 24% of those deaths occurred on the day of vaccination or within 1 or 2 days. Now, this has been available month by month by month since about March, April of 2021, and the federal officials are still not acknowledging it.
How might we have known about the 39,000 deaths in VAERS? By the way, VAERS is a federal government database meant to track shot injuries. How might we have known? YouTube videos. Oh, but the CEO took them all down because Fauci said to. Dang, that's so bad. Here's, think how many lives we could have saved. This is why censorship kills. Here's Ron Johnson. He's had 2 months of hearings on the dead, those infected with cancer. It's an absolute disaster. Had people from the London School of Medicine all over the world, the world's foremost virologists, who now are allowed to speak on YouTube somewhat. And he's asking CNN's Manu Raju, like, why won't you cover this? Why do you keep asking me about Iran? I'm having shot hearings. All these people are dead.
Senator Johnson, can we get you on the COVID cover-up? So why do you think legacy media such as CNN's not covering this?
Why aren't you covering this?
I want to ask you about Iran, the war in Iran.
Yeah, you really ought to cover the fact that Peter Marks knew on March 1st of 2021 that their algorithms were hiding safety signals on 26 days later, found out 25 serious adverse events like sudden cardiac death, pulmonary infarction, Bell's palsy, different types of strokes, and they buried it. They hid it. It's a major scandal. It's even as big a scandal that the major media is completely ignoring the story. It's been out now for almost 6 weeks.
Can I say,
anyway, so
Iran, that was, I'm sure that was your question. You're trying to ambush me. But no, I want to ask you
me
about
ambush
Iran.
You.
So
do you hear that? 25 serious cardiac and other side effects of the shot. You hear which one he mentions, Senator Ron Johnson? Pulmonary infarction. Exactly what Fauci had. Part of his lung died from a shot clot. He covered it up, hit it, and then had people talking honestly about it on YouTube censored, including me. I wasn't talking about that particular side effect, but I was talking about the dangers of the shot, but I was also talking about true things about COVID, including its origin. I lost 2 YouTube accounts. Can you imagine? If instead we had done what we've done since the founding, and instead of censoring people saying true things in the word of a bureaucrat who it turns out was lying, what if we said, no, we're not going to take down their videos, but you can record all the videos you want refuting people who say the shot is deadly and then just put them up. Why can't we have a debate? Folks, they are only afraid of a debate under one circumstance. They are lying.